Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I'm Alan Cobley, Professor of History at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. Collis Llewellyn King, a cricketing all-rounder who played for Barbados and the West Indies, was born on this day, the 11th of June 1951, at Fairfield in Christchurch. A right-handed batsman and a right-arm medium bowler, in the early part of his career, Collis King played for Barbados between 1973 and 1982, and also played first-class cricket for Glamorgan in the English County Championship in 1977. King had a relatively modest international career. He made his test debut for the West Indies against England in July 1976, and played in just 9 test matches. His last game also coming against England in August 1980. He also played in 18 one-day internationals. In total, he scored 418 test runs at a respectable average of 32.15, and 280 runs in ODIs at an average of 23.33. As a bowler, he took 3 wickets in tests and 11 in ODIs. Any possibility that he might play again for the West Indies was ended when he joined the Rebel cricket tours to apartheid South Africa in 1982-3 and 1983-4, for which he was banned from test and regional cricket. During his time in exile, he played for the English county Worcestershire between 1983 and 1985, and for Natal in South Africa between 1984 and 1990. He later played for Dunnington Cricket Club in Yorkshire for many years. As former England captain Mike Selby recalled, Collis King's finest hour as a cricketer came when he was instrumental in helping the West Indies to win the Cricket World Cup in 1979. Selby wrote, "On the grandest stage, in the biggest competition of them all, Collis became king for a day. June 23rd, 1979. West Indies versus England in the final of the World Cup, and his team were in trouble at 99 for 4 when he joined Viv Richards. Never before or since has such an occasion seen such an explosive, exotic, totally instinctive display of batting. Never, for certain, has Richards, in royal form himself, been outshone quite so much. King made 86 from 66 balls, taking merciless toll from a weak England attack, and adding 139 with Richards in just 21 overs to put the match quite beyond England's grasp. He was never able to rise to the occasion in such a manner again."
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.